Yeah, so for example, he called this piece a cantata for sound, light, and movement. And supposedly it was inspired by Baudelaire's Les Fleurs du Mal, the Flowers of Evil. I'll talk about this maybe a bit more. I mean, this kind of other romantic aspect, or that he wanted to put forward. So yeah, it's called the Solitaire. Thank you. this record. Electric, actually. Yeah, this is the... I mean, this is where the Osaka piece was called Lux et Tenebre. But here, when... I think after 30 years, we decided to call it back Poli Poli. The same, yeah. So, and this piece was Solitaire. And I mean, I don't know, I would say this is, yeah, this is clear, or it's a more structured piece, and seems more like centered around, like an arch, in a sense, this you know, out of silence and then back.
I think it helps a lot when you think you're listening to shapes, but it's quite formless in that sense.
Yes.
But what I actually enjoyed about this one is that there is a certain resistance towards continuity. Even with tones open, now you hear these shifts, the shifts and differences. So I think that's quite a conceptual move, and this, it's actually the first one that I can grasp by the way.
You mean continuity of like...
I like yeah. Something, for instance, yeah, but, yeah. But I still goes down, but then it yeah. Makes a shift something. I do not have this expectation of what's happening. It's quite...
It seemed like there was less sound, and, you know, more timing, less sound.
Yeah, very, very good point. I mean, the piece before was overwhelming, right, in a sense? that's why I thought like maybe I shouldn't have followed the first with the I think yeah, like I'm more familiar with this Norheim. Like there's this piece called Epitaphio, which is for orchestra and electronic, and you have like you have this signature, which is interesting, I think. Again, like less experimental, but then more more present, maybe? I don't know.
That's quite a reference to romantic music, right? Like Strauss, for instance, what you hear, it also spliced out to Strauss, that really heavy sound coming open.
No, I mean, it's for me, it was, I mean, of course, I would say, like, maybe I say this often, but I don't know if it makes sense, like, because I used to be more into music, now I'm, like, I'm working more in visual arts, so basically, or when I do collaboration with musicians, it's like getting back. It's like when you leave your hometown. Of course, there's something called cultural shock, but when you go back to your hometown, there's also a shock to your, you know, opposite. So when I go back to music, like there's this, I mean, there's these things that are still problematic, like even like with many of this kind of approach to music that's kind of strict or in a sense, rigid, but I don't know, I think there is this, maybe there's this kind of persona usually these composers put that either, you know, I mean, back then it was mostly men, so either he would be like, you know, announce himself as a, like a avant-garde revolutionary, but then he like, for example, this book says, Arne Norheim, or Alt skal synge, everything must sing. So, and then he mentioned inspiration from Baudelaire for this piece. So I think it was strangely subversive, like, but maybe like this kind of, yeah, person, or this more like whatever human nature, light, darkness references. Yeah, I said this quick.
If the going back means you being more now in visual art and going back to music.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is then the shock?
The shock is like, in visual art, it's like kind of freestyle or like just, I mean, there is sometimes I feel I lack the discipline I had when I was more in music, but then it could be too much there. So So I would say this is a bit something different. But yeah, I would say this is what it is. But yeah, of course. But no, I just didn't find another word. I mean, because in music also. But then, or when I speak with people from music, there's this like what's considered good music or not, for example, and. You know?
But do you find it productive? What does it do to you in terms of when you collaborate, or what does it do to your visual art?
I can't talk much because it's been very limited now, but it seems with musicians they might want to be more practical. Whereas, like, I'm thinking still theoretically, but then it gets you out of the zone you're sitting in, and just easing control. Or I think it's not a bad thing in a way. Yeah. So that's just personally. Yeah. I mean, I thought of this because I'm like. I was just trying to say that, as much as these currents in music wanted to, like, they were still in a kind of closed place in a sense. But I mean, I would say Nurheim kind of got out in interesting places. But also still these problematic things that in general will stay and. They are like just thought-provoking, I think. just also one thing, if you want also to, in this record, the other piece is actually Morgan Raga. You almost can find it beside like a vinyl. It's almost unavailable. So, but this is, there are snippets, pictures from. Yeah, the first one is the TV debate, and the second one is the first performance of Solar Plexus. So if you want to, so.